Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm going to be talking about the young man from Notre Dame, the running back, Kyren Williams. What I like about him and where I think he will get drafted come April in the 2022 NFL Draft. But before I get started, if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast today, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have episodes of the podcast available every single day on anywhere you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, iHeartRadio, you name it, you can find us. Thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Check out our Instagram with clips of all of our shows at 100 Football. And most importantly, just thank you so much for all the continued love and support of our channel. We've been really getting some good numbers lately, and we couldn't do it without you, the fans, for all the support. So Kyren Williams from Notre Dame, this man is special. I feel like people aren't talking about him enough. Let's break down the stats, what he's done in his career for the Fighting Irish. 2019, freshman year, didn't get a whole lot of time on the field. 4 carries for 26 yards. Also caught a pass for 3 yards. So like I said, not much going on there. Just getting things started off at Notre Dame. Sophomore season, 2020, 211 carries, 1,125 yards. A good for 5.3 average, 13 touchdowns on the ground, and as a receiver, he had 35 catches for 313 yards, 8.9 average per catch, and a touchdown in the receiving game. So very good sophomore season. Now let's see, can he duplicate it in his junior year, which is going to be his final year in 2021 that we just saw? 204 carries, 1,002 yards, 4.9 average per run, 14 touchdowns. And for receiving game, he stepped up even more. 42 catches, 359 yards, and 3 touchdowns. That's an 8.5 average per catch right there. So, I mean, 2 years of very solid, dominant work, I think. And he showed that, you know, I get that Notre Dame is in a weird predicament, right? Not having, not being in a conference or anything. They're just kind of out there chilling. But he's proven, and I mean, the team, that he is no joke. He is solid as a running back on the in the receiving game, in the running game, and he can get it done wherever you need him to. But let's talk more about his strengths, what I like about him. And there's a lot about this 5'9", 200-pound player here that I enjoy watching. So some of his strengths. In short yardage situations, he is good as gold. He can just put his head down and run through anybody. He got good burst. He's not amazing. He's not going to be the fastest guy, but he has good initial burst and really good lateral quickness. If he wants to juke someone out, do a nice spin move. He's also got some pretty solid strength. He's stiff-armed a couple of people in some videos I've watched. So he looks good there. He's good with patience. He's not going to wait around too long to pick his spots, but he will be able to find the hole and get through it. He's a slippery runner. That means he is hard to tackle, good acceleration once he gets to that second level. And it's going to be hard to catch him. Got good feet, good, really good vision, can see where the defense is going. He's got good hands, too. Like I said, he's able to really excel in the passing game, too. So that helps him out there. I mean, like I said, his passing game is nice. He's able to get checkdowns or whatever routes you need him to run. I mean, he's pretty powerful, too. Like I mentioned, stiff arms, able to truck some guys, too. And watch out for him in the open field, man, because he can really get shifty and get things going quick. But this guy, he's all you would want in a running back, right? He's got patience, speed, power, good in the receiving game. And I like that about Kyren Williams. So what are some things he can improve on to maybe help his draft stock? Obviously, I think his size, that's what's going to be what a lot of teams look at, right? He's 5'9". He's kind of shorter, so that might hamper his ability sometimes. That might hamper where he goes in the draft. You just never know. You can never tell, really. He can be a little bit indecisive sometimes. Like I said, he has good patience, but sometimes he can be a little bit too patient and wait around too long to figure out where he's going to be going to. In terms of pass protection, not much going there. He's not going to be the best blocker. He doesn't have the best technique. Like I said, size isn't going to help him out with that either. So he's not much for pass protection. He's not going to help you out a whole lot. He's just going to kind of stand in the way, kind of. And sometimes he doesn't read his blockers as well. Sometimes he can maybe miss a hole, whether he's just looking at an offensive guard making a lane for him. He can sometimes miss it and choose to run behind him. So he's not perfect in that sense. But overall, dude, Kyren Williams is a solid, versatile, and super talented back. He's probably going to be one of the top running backs this year, right? Taken in this draft, probably maybe top 10 in terms of running back. Not where he's going to get drafted, but I mean, he's probably a top 10 running back. So I like his work in just two seasons, pretty much. Probably going a later round. We don't really see running backs taken really early. So I could definitely see maybe a third rounder. I think that he still needs to prove to be an every down back. But I think if you draft him now, you could put him in there as a third down back, right? If you needed some short yardage or just make a couple of plays, if you need to give your starting running back a break, you could definitely throw him in there and he'd be a nice backup, at least in his first initial seasons, until he kind of develops more into a solid all-around player. But I like Kyren Williams. I think he'll go late, maybe third round. And if he slips below that, I think someone's going to get a steal at the running back position. So I like Kyren Williams. I can't wait to see what he does in the NFL. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast today, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. You can find our podcast available anywhere in this podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitchers, Overcast, Google, or Amazon device. If you have those, just say, hey, Google, hey, Alexa, play 100 of football, and you will hear our podcast every single day. Legends interviews, draft prospects, history specials, team previews, anything and everything football related you can find on our podcast and on our channels on Facebook and on YouTube. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. To listen to what I got to say about Kyren Williams, the running back from Notre Dame. Drop a comment. Where will he go in the draft? Do you want your team to pick him up? I can't wait to see what you guys have to say. And I've been your host, Logan Landers. Have a tremendous day, everyone. And we will talk to you again on another live video. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.